It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Israelis were plunged into grief and anger this weekend after the military said six hostages were killed by their captors in Gaza just as troops were closing in on their location. The rage sparked massive protests and a general strike. We go to Jerusalem now, and CBS's Robert Berger. Robert, thanks for your time this morning. Tell us more about the demonstrations that were seen in Israel over the weekend.
Oh, they were huge. Really the biggest demonstrations since the beginning of the war on October 7th, and one of the biggest in Israel's history. There are hundreds of thousands of people out on the streets of Tel Aviv demonstrating basically against the government and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying, demanding that he bring the Israeli hostages home, about 100 hostages still in Gaza. Bring them home now, but, you know, that's easier said than done.
So what is the latest, Robert, on a ceasefire agreement? What is the pressure right now on Benjamin Netanyahu?
Well, with just the mass numbers on the streets, you know, spikes the pressure against Netanyahu, but he's standing firm on his position. He is not willing to accept all of Hamas's demands, which include a complete withdrawal from Gaza for a ceasefire. So he's holding out for better terms. That, of course, angering the families of the hostages and a lot of people in Israel. But it doesn't look good for a deal right now. Netanyahu gave a news conference last night and stood firm on a key sticking point, which is that Israeli troops will remain along the Philadelphia corridor, which is the border between Gaza and Egypt and a major weapons smuggling route. Netanyahu saying he won't pull out, and Hamas saying if you don't, there's not going to be a deal.
Critics say Netanyahu is more concerned about staying in power than freeing the hostages. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, you know, a lot of people feel that way. Of course, Netanyahu's supporters wouldn't agree with that. It is true that if he does go along with this deal, the far right wing members of his cabinet have threatened to topple the government because they see it as a surrender to Hamas. One thing that's not talked about that much is the part of the deal is that Israel would have to release thousands of hardcore militants, some with many perhaps with Israeli blood on their hands. That's not popular. So those ministers have threatened to topple the government. So Netanyahu's critics say he is basically hardening his position in order to remain in power.
Robert Berger is with us from Jerusalem. What about the United States involvement here, Robert? President Joe Biden told reporters we're still negotiating when he was asked about a ceasefire deal. Where are we there?
Well, he was asked, is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doing enough to reach a deal? And he answered in one word, no. And that one word really speaks large volumes about how the U.S. feels. That puts additional pressure on Netanyahu. I guess the Americans feel that he needs to make concessions to Hamas, and he isn't willing to do that right now. And we're expecting that the U.S. will come up with some kind of bridging proposal, but you know, we've seen those over the past 3-4 months quite a few times, and still no deal.
CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, sure.
Now we turn to his colleague, Jim Krasula. Thousands of hotel workers walked off the job over the Labor Day holiday, protesting wages and workloads. Jim, thank you as always for being with us. Tell us more about this strike. What were the workers saying?
Hi, Tom and Megan. Good morning. Good to be with you.
We'll reestablish our connection with Jim here in just a second. There he is.
One to three. Hi again. About 25,000 workers. I'm sorry. About 10,000 workers at 25 U.S. hotels went on strike yesterday. A 1 to 3 day strike. Pretty much just a work action, Megan and Tom. But again, these workers, half of them in Honolulu, saying, look, here's what we want. We want more pay. We want what they're calling more fair and easier workloads, and the reversal of COVID pandemic era cuts. Remember that back during the height of the COVID pandemic, hotels, these hotel chains really cut back on workers for obvious reasons, but they really haven't replaced most of those workers yet. So again, the workers at these hotels are saying we're overworked, we're underpaid. Specifically, they are targeting Marriott, Hilton and Hyatt hotels. And again, Tom and Megan, among other things, they're saying, look, these chains are making record amounts of money, but we're not benefiting. We're not seeing any of that.
Jim, I think what's so interesting about this is the policy that went in effect during the pandemic where you weren't getting your room serviced. You know, they said it was an attempt to limit contact. But what hotel workers are now saying is that this is making their job so much harder. Explain that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Megan, I've stayed at hundreds, maybe thousands of hotels over the years for CBS. And I was just in a hotel over the weekend. And maybe you guys have noticed this as well. It seems to me that it used to be, for the most part, most hotel rooms were cleaned by, let's say, mid-afternoon. Check-in is usually 3, 4 p.m. local time. But now you're seeing, and I saw this over the weekend at the hotel I was at in Virginia. It now seems to me that a lot of these hotel workers are still cleaning rooms at 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night. I don't recall that you used to see that. So I think that's part of what they're saying here. We need the record numbers of people are traveling. We saw that over the Labor Day weekend, 4th of July, Memorial Day, going back to last holiday season. We're seeing that. People in record numbers are traveling, and these hotels are in many cases booked. But again, they just don't have enough workers, it seems, at least in the minds of a lot of the workers, to handle these increased workloads.
Jim, you mentioned the Marriott, the Hilton, and the Hyatt. We have all three here in downtown St. Louis. So what are we talking about in terms of cities? Will this spread to many cities? What's the anticipation?
Tom, the answer to that probably is no. Again, the initial plan was for this to be a 1 to 3 day work stoppage. Again, they used Labor Day to make their point, certainly fitting. And again, the anticipation is no, that this will not expand. Most of the walkouts, as I say, half of the workers, the 10,000 workers who went on strike were in Honolulu. Other cities, Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, Atlanta, those are some of the larger cities that were affected by this yesterday.
CBS's Jim Krasula joining us on KMOX. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, always good to be with you guys. Stay well.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.